Those of you that were here last week, might have been challenged. I ministered on the subject of peace. I am in the midst of the battle to maintain peace. And so in that battle, the battle may rage, but the word tells us that we are more than conquerors. Praise God. And I'll deal with that afterwards. I just want to follow on, obviously, following on really from last week. Many of you were led by the Holy Spirit to speak and to share either passages of Scripture on peace, and Ken spent a little bit of time opening it up, and I brought another message and threw that one away. That's okay. But I want to continue the theme, because it's rattled the enemy.
Yes.
And if it's irritated the devil,
yes,
then I'm going to irritate him some more.
Amen.
In my day and generation, when I was much younger, there used to be a dance. No, it's not so long ago, love. No, you're right. I've got my memory goes back a long way, but apart from my youth, doesn't, you know, I'm just a young person, really. But I remember a guy called Chubby Checker. You remember him? Okay, so we're all on the same wavelength. Oh well, obviously you've been led a very sheltered life, of which we understand, yes. No. Well, he was, yeah, but it was black and white. And Chubby Checker was a singer, African American, and what his most famous song was called "Come On, Let's Twist Again," like we did last summer. Come on, let's twist again, like we did last year. I won competitions in the twist. Oh yeah, I could out-twist anybody, believe it or not. And I could really sort of give it to, you know, even today with, you know, supposedly the doctors say you have a bad back, you're not supposed to do these sort of things. As I walked in today, it came to me. So we met, didn't we, as we were coming in. And I said, you know, reminds me of that song, "Come On, Let's Twist Again." And I said, Satan, the Bible tells us that Satan is underneath our feet.
Amen.
And God said in Romans 16 and verse 20 that the God of peace,
amen,
we need to maintain our peace,
yes,
will soon crush Satan,
amen,
underneath our feet.
Amen.
And I went, yeah, come on, let's twist again.
Yes.
Like we did last year. Let's twist him again. Let's grind his head into the ground. Hallelujah. Let's twist again and destroy the enemy. Let's twist again and grind him to pulp. I'm going to bruise his head. I'm going to twist on his head in Jesus' name. And so we've been challenged. We run a small business. Internet has been down all week. Been told it's my problem, it's my fault, it's our system that's wrong, etc. It's been checked out. It's not our fault, our system. It's my provider. And so it goes on. And other things have been happening all the time. And the pressure starts to mount. And then you have to make a decision. I could explode. You know? The pressure builds, doesn't it? And most folks say, oh, just let it out. But that verse 16 of Romans and chapter and verse 20, chapter 16 and verse 20, And the God of peace shall soon crush Satan underneath my feet. And I said, listen, I've got to maintain this peace. You see, because we said last week that peace was not created by our emotions. Peace should not come by what is happening around us, because it will change tomorrow. Won't it? If you get a bad day tomorrow, are you going to be moved by that day? Or are you going to say, I'm in charge of this day because Jesus is in my life. He's the Lord of this day. And so He's the Lord of this day. And so He's called the Prince of Peace. The Bible refers to God as the God of peace. Amen. And when God and Jesus are inside you, you begin to realize that the peace of God should be resident within you. And so when that peace is resident within you, whatever is going on around you is not ruling you. So many people today are ruled by outside circumstances. Yeah? Whatever's going on outside, oh, I'm having a bad day today because of what's going on around me, etc. No, we maintain our presence in the presence of God. Yeah. And God maintains His presence with you. And the Word of God will change things. The Word of God changes circumstances, situations. The Word of God brings healing and life. Yeah. And so we need to maintain and have a connection with the Word of God. Yeah. And that Word, the peace of God, shall soon crush Satan. Amen. Whatever's going on outside is not creating my day.
No.
When I rise up in the morning, I should create the day.
Amen.
The Bible says, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. This is the day. Every day, God created it. He created it so you can rejoice in it.
Amen.
And although there are circumstances that come to challenge our peace, to come and challenge us, each time the challenge comes, we press in to God.
Yes.
And we let the presence of God that resides in us fight the battle.
Yes.
The Word tells us that you're encompassed around a hedge of protection. It says, in Colossians, it says He builds a strong tower around us. In Ecclesiastes, it says there's a hedge of protection around you. But the moment that you and I are disturbed by what is going on outside, we breach through.
Yeah.
We do it.
We do it.
You see, if it's a hedge of protection, Satan cannot get through.
No.
If it's in Colossians, it says He's built a strong tower around us, he can't get through.
No.
Okay?
Yes.
Because that is what God's Word says. So what has to happen?
Yes.
You and I make a hole in the hedge, or you and I go and open the door of the tower and say, come in and trouble me all day. Come in and cause me distress. Come in and cause me to be feeling depressed and to be feeling sad and etc. And we invite Him in.
We
don't realize we've done it. We don't realize we've done it. And we've all done it.
Yeah,
I'm not saying, I'm not pointing fingers. We've all done it. Oh, no, yeah. And we break through.
Yep.
The next thing, He grabs all of us.
Yep.
And He digs in them claws. And inflicts the pain of the day.
Yep.
You know, you can either end up ranting and raving at somebody, falling out with somebody, you know, end up, worst case scenario, some people end up taking drugs, heroin, become addicted to it. And it's happened because emotions have been disturbed, because the peace of God is not in their life. The world is bringing so much turmoil, so much pressure. Every news article you hear or read is fear. What happens if this goes wrong? You know, what happens if we go to war with these people? What happens if the money crashes? What happens if this... And there's going to be a rise in this and there's going to be a rise in that.
Yeah.
When God is in the midst, he took 2 million people through a wilderness experience. Their shoes and their clothes never wore out for 40 years and they never missed a meal. Everything was provided that they had need of at that time. Their cattle were watered. Everything was there for them.
Yeah.
This is the God of peace.
Yes.
Well, Wednesday, we were getting through this nicely. Things were looking... We were sort of getting through the skirmishes and racking up a few victories during the week. Feeling a bit better about it, you know. We will be more than conquerors, because that's what the Bible says. I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Still the internet's not connected. Still it's not working. But praise God, who cares?
Amen.
You know, somehow God will deal with all things.
He will.
I'm not going to be fazed by that circumstance. I've decided I'm having victory over it.
Amen.
Somehow, some way.
Yes.
But there's a pressure on me. I'm going away on Friday and I'm gone for 3 weeks and it leaves Pauline and Ken. In that situation at this time, don't know if it's going to be fixed yet. Pressure's on. You don't want to leave people in a lurch, in a difficult situation. You want everything to run smooth for them. But you can't change those things. So I'm trusting God, I'm believing God. You just gradually make the provision along the way.
Yes. He's fully aware.
God knows what's happening.
Yeah.
The devil's throwing stones.
Yeah. Well, I'm available,
God.
But let me tell you this, Satan. You're living in a glass house.
Yes.
And there's an old saying. People in glass houses don't throw stones. Because guess what? They'll be coming back. You know? And when the devil starts stealing from you, the Bible says he has to return back sevenfold when he's caught. Well, I'm telling you, he's been caught stealing.
Yes.
And now he has to begin the return process of returning back to me seven times what he has stolen from me.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
That is the word of God. That is the truth of God.
Amen.
You see, people make the devil bigger than what he is.
No.
He has no power. He has no ability. He's a defeated foe.
Yeah.
He just won't sit up and agree with it at the moment. But that does not change the fact that he is defeated.
Amen.
And the Bible says that you are more than a conqueror.
Amen.
You're not just a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. You've conquered conquerors.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Glory to God. So we press on into this and we say that I'm not going to be ruled by what I see. But I'm going to be ruled by the word of God, what I hear. Later on this week, lose track of days, you know me. I'm not into calendar time, so I just carry on. Just keep going. I receive a phone call to say that Dharma's mother is seriously ill. Maybe only a few days left on this earth. And as a son, he wants to see his mother.
Yes.
No other feeling.
Yeah.
Well, as most of you know, Grace, Dharma and myself have tickets booked to go to Africa. I'm expecting Dharma to hold my hand through Rwanda. He's planned it.
Yeah.
He's arranged it. Thank him for it.
Amen.
Now he's not going in that direction. He's not going east. He's going west. He's going in the opposite direction. And I'm saying, God, what do I do? Do we go? Do we stay? Can you see my peace? He's trying to be disturbed.
Yeah.
Pressures are on.
Yeah.
Oh, we could cancel it. Is that what God wants? Told you now and again, I have this 365 days of power. I don't read it every day. But I opened it on the day that Dharma gave me the news. What was happening. And that Grace and I were having to travel on our own to Africa. The title on top of the page says, Full Steam Ahead. Just give me the gas pedal and let me, or give me the twist grip on the motorbike and let me wind it open. Full steam ahead. Devil, I have to have the peace of God in me. You know, we've had challenges for the last few weeks as we've prepared for Africa. We haven't prepared for Africa in one sense. He's got his messages already. Grace has got hers. I don't have one. I have nothing yet to go with. I usually have a hint, you know, and I'm just like, God, what am I? And the pressures have been on me constantly. As you know, Marie's been in hospital, well, he's in hospital. And various other things that have been going on. And the pressures have been there. One's thought, one's day, one's time's not one's own. But the Bible also says that I will lay me down to sleep. He says, and he blesses the sleep of the righteous. Well, I'll tell you, I've not lost many hours sleep. I've made a decision. I've made a decision. I've got to go full steam ahead. Turn to Acts chapter 20 in your Bible, please. The book of Acts. Fantastic book it is. Whilst we're away, read it through together, maybe you'll be encouraged by it, and then pray that some of the things that might happen in that have happened in the book of Acts happen whilst we're away. Acts chapter 20 and verse 24. Start at verse 23, I think. Except that the Holy Spirit solemnly testifies to me in every city, saying that the bonds and the afflictions await me, I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, in order that I may finish my course, and that the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God. Full steam ahead.
Yes.
The Lord has always given me a scripture many times that people have prophesied in my life in Joshua, do not be afraid of their faces.
Yes.
He said, you will go and confront the establishment.
Yeah.
The religious ways and the religious ideas, you will confront them. It's not a popular ministry. You're not usually a popular person. God said, go, pull down. Wreak havoc.
Yeah.
And then rebuild.
Yeah.
Rebuild.
Yeah.
But rebuild in the way that the Word of God. And so, the verse of Scripture was, full steam ahead. Acts chapter 20, I press forward. Paul says, in part of the book of Acts, I press forward to the prize of the high calling. You know, I'm going to finish my course. Going to finish the work that God has given me to do. I've had 3 attempts on my life. I'm still here.
Amen.
Do you know why? Because I've got something to do still. God is not finished with me yet. So I read that. Full steam ahead. And I said, yes, Lord, I hear you. But I still don't appreciate the way you're doing things. Let's be honest. He's my Heavenly Father. I can talk to Him. I said, I don't appreciate the way you're doing things. This is not the way I anticipated it. Thank you, dear. Yes, I had a word of prophecy the other week. Grace brought. Don't think she didn't really know what it was about. God was about to disturb my comfort zone. We like to be comfortable, don't we? You know, a dark, cold night. There's nothing better than a hot cup of chocolate, a warm blanket, a few chocolate biscuits, you know, and there you go. And you can have this wonderful experience, can't you? Then somebody comes along and steals the blanket. Then the biscuits run out. Or somebody takes the biscuits from you. Hey, you're disturbing my comfort zone. Leave me alone. I'm happy here. Is that right? It's all change. It's all change. God does not want you to be comfortable just with your outward surroundings. Okay? He's just told me He wants you to be comfortable with who He's creating right within you. And that means the Word of God has got to take root and begin to create that new creature. That new Christ in you. It's not about outside. It's always about what's going on inside. It's always about what's going on inside that really matters. Because He's given us the victory again and again and again. Well, the next day, the title was this: God's grace is sufficient for you. So now I've got full steam ahead. So I'm going for it. But I'm like, I hope I know where I'm going. I hope, God, you know, everything's going to be fine. I'm still not sure what's going to... I haven't got a clue what is going to happen. But then He says to me, His grace, His mercy, His comfort, His peace is sufficient for me. Turn to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 12. We'll read from verse 7, so it just gives a little bit of sense of what Paul is going through. Chapter 12, verse 7. And because of the surpassing greatness of the revelation, for this reason, this is Paul speaking, chapter 12, second, 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, second book of Corinthians. Are you in 1? Are you in 1 Corinthians? You're in 2:12, verse 7. There you go. Praise God. And because of the surpassing greatness of the revelation, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, to buffet me, to keep me from exalting myself. This is Paul saying that God is using him so mightily, God is using him to great effect, He's causing him to write so much of Scripture that God is revealing to him. that he has been attacked. Now, I'm not saying I'm in the same league as Paul. I'm not saying that. But I'm just going to bring where this, where we see that even in the greatest battle, even greater battles than what we are facing, Paul says, verse 8, concerning this, I entreated the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he, God, said to me, my grace, my grace is sufficient for you. For power is perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weakness, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. That the power of Christ may dwell in you. Not boasting how good and how strong you are, but it's boasting about that in our weakness, the power of Christ can reside in each and every one of us as we take hold of the Word of God. That He will equip us to be more than conquerors. Yes. To be more than conquerors. That's what God wants us to be. And I want to finish off with this. Today, it says this. Choose godly friends. Choose godly friends. This is the topping on the cake. Okay? Because you can have all these other things that we've been talking about. The peace of God and the hedge of protection. Trusting God in your weakness and going forward in God. And having the grace and the mercy of God in your life. But if you choose wrong friends, they will break through the hedge, they will open the door, they will disturb your peace, they will disturb your relationship with the Lord Jesus, and they will disturb you as an individual, and they will bring about a destruction upon you. So the word, the title of today is, choose godly friends. Choose godly friends. Let's turn to the second book of Thessalonians. Second book of Thessalonians and chapter 2. Sorry, chapter 3. My apologies. And verse 6. Who's got a King James translation? Can I just borrow that a moment, please? I think it reads a bit more powerfully than a lot of other translations. Even more powerfully than the New American. Chapters 3 of 2 Thessalonians, verse 6. Again, the Apostle Paul addressing the church. You. Now, we command you, brethren. This is not a request.
No.
This is not a request. This is not a plea. Would you please do this? This is not asking you, would you mind just doing this? This is an actual command, an order.
Yeah.
Today we are celebrating the sacrifice of hundreds of thousands, not celebrating is the wrong word, but we are remembering the sacrifice of thousands and thousands and thousands of men and women who gave their lives for this nation so that not just this nation, but the world might be free from dictatorship and from hatred and from destruction. We're only a small island. We were massively outnumbered. It's a little bit like Israel and its enemies in the past. But we were a nation that believed in God.
Amen.
We were a nation that trusted God, and we had God in our nation. And He kept us from being overrun by German armies.
Amen.
And this small nation went to war and defeated the enemy. This small nation was financially on its knees. This small nation did not have the equipment to fight the battle. This small nation, if Hitler had known, he would have marched in and would have overrun this nation with little or no resistance. We made mock-up tanks. We had mock-up aeroplanes, mock-up guns, just to make it look like that we were fully equipped. But we were a praying people.
Yes.
Didn't say we were perfect, but we were a praying people.
Amen.
By the mercy and the grace of God, He delivered the enemy into our hands.
Yes.
And we brought peace back to the nation. Peace. It's what's going on inside that brings peace. So the apostle says, "Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother and sister that walketh disorderly." That walks in rebellion.
Yeah.
That walks against the word of God. That denies the power of God. That treats the word of God glibly and cheaply.
Yeah.
The word tells you, withdraw yourself from them.
Yeah. Yeah.
For every brother and sister that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which they received from us, in other words, worshipping Jesus Christ, the Lord and Saviour, putting Him first, and not circumstances and situations. For me, it's always been Jesus first, everything else comes after. I don't look bad on it.
No.
I don't regret it.
No.
Because without Christ, I've nothing.
No.
With Christ, I've got everything.
Amen.
And so, let me encourage you. Like the Word of God says, withdraw yourself from those who are not spiritual. They're not good for you.
No.
They're there to bring you down.
Yes.
They're there to bring destruction upon you.
Yeah.
The Bible says they're like little foxes.
Yeah.
Trying to spoil the vine.
Yeah.
You're the branches of the vine.
Yeah.
They're trying to spoil you. They're trying to bring destruction to you. They're trying to prevent you from producing the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah, it's true.
They're trying to disturb your peace.
Yeah.
They carry doubt. Like a disease. They're infected with doubt.
Yeah, it's true.
And they carry this doubt, this disease.
Yeah.
And they come and rub against you and say, "Oh, I'm praying for you. Don't bother." Over the years, I've had people who've come up to me and they've put their hands on me and said, "Oh, God bless you, brother. I'm praying for you." And yeah, I felt it, okay. And when they've gone, I stood there and shook myself and said, "I'm not having that in the name of Jesus. I'm not having it." Because what they were praying is not what God was praying.
No.
It was not what God was planning. They were tools of the enemy, seeking to bring destruction. Just because, and I've told you this before, just because somebody says to you, I've asked the Lord Jesus into my life, and they say He's Lord and Saviour of their life, well, there has to be an accompaniment that goes with that.
Yeah.
And that is the fruit of the Spirit. And if there's no fruit, then they're not saved.
No.
They're not saved. There's no fruit, don't believe them. I don't care what they tell you. They can tell you black's white and white's black. But if there is no fruit, because every tree that has a blossom, every branch that is connected to Jesus will bring forth love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, gentleness, and so on and so on. Well, these are the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
And if those things aren't there, when they start bringing gossiping, backbiting, negativeness, arguments, deceits, this is not the fruit of the Spirit of God. This is for the fruit from the pit. Bringing division. Spoils your peace. Disrupts your peace. You hand them over to the devil. Hand them over to God. And let the God of peace deal with them. Walk on. You don't save nobody. I don't. We share the word. We give the word of God to them. We live the life. We share the fruit of the Spirit with them. And if they vomit on it and walk away, well, let them clean their own vomit. Because that is not for you to do. And we walk on in the things of God, and we present the word of God, and we live the life of God in before them. And if they don't want it, you can't force them to have it. The old adage, you can take an horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Might drown it before anything else happens. If you stick your head in the water long enough. The Bible tells us, do not be drawn. The Bible tells us, do not be conformed to this world.
No.
But be ye, we're there again, Bill, aren't we? Transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
See, they start here working on your mind. They start lying to you. They start bringing unbelief. They start bringing fear.
Yeah.
They're carriers.
Yeah.
They're carriers of doubt. They're guilt carriers.
Yeah.
Oh, do you remember when you did this? Eh? And they roll it out and you think, you forgot all about it because you have moved on in God. Because the Bible tells us, to those who are in Christ Jesus, there is
no condemnation.
I'm the righteousness of Christ.
Amen.
There are odd days when I feel like having a day off. And you think I'd like to give that person a piece of my mind.
Well, you don't.
But then you see, what you've got to remember, you're not using all your mind, all your brain capacity, so don't bother giving what you're using away, because it is not worth it. You're going to lose your joy. You're going to lose your peace. Sayonara, baby. Walk on. Because they're going downstream. I'm going to the fount of every blessing. I'm going upstream. I'm going to go in the opposite direction. Give me a paddle and I'll paddle the other way.
Yeah.
I'm going in the opposite direction.
Amen.
I'm not going with the pack. I'm not running with the pack.
Yeah.
I'm going with God.
Amen.
I'm going with anybody that loves God as much as me and more than me.
Amen.
That's who I'm running with. So that's what the Word of God says we have to do. And as we do that, we will see the power of God changing our lives, changing circumstances and situations unbelievably. Remember this in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 13. Sorry, Colossians 2, 13 and 14. I'll read verse 12. I love the word of God. Having been buried with him, Jesus Christ, in baptism, in which you were also raised up with Jesus Christ through faith in the working of God, who raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
Amen.
And when you were dead,
yeah,
in your transgression and your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he, Jesus, made you alive together with him. Having forgiven us all our transgressions. Having forgiven us all our wrongdoings. Having forgiven us for all our sins. Hallelujah. Having forgiven us for all our mistakes. We move on from them. And we say, in Christ, never again. In Christ, never again. That's why we're to stay in Christ. You see, don't let people draw you out.
No.
It's a trick of the enemy. He's got snipers waiting for you.
Yes.
Just waiting to pick you up. Yeah. Got another one.
Yes. Yeah.
But I only stepped out the door. Yeah. You shouldn't have gone out the door.
No.
I only looked through the hedge. You shouldn't have bothered looking through the hedge. Because there's nothing out there worth having.
Amen.
It's all in Christ. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
it's in Christ. It's not outside of Christ.
No.
It's not the world out there that's going to provide. The government's not going to do it.
No.
God will do it.
Amen.
The government's as broke as everybody else.
Yeah.
Heaven's not broke.
Amen.
But the trouble is we've rejected God for so many years, so many generations now, that God says, well, you tell me to leave. So I've left you to it. But you're not shaping up very well, are you? With all your education, with all your skills, with all your computers, you still can't hack it. You still need Jesus.
Amen.
When the pressure comes on, the only answer is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Verse 14. And having cancelled out the certificate of debt.
Amen.
Glory to God. You know, when you're in debt,
yeah,
and somebody comes and pays the bill, what a relief. Don't get yourself back in debt again.
Amen.
And he says here, having cancelled out the certificate of debt in your life, he's cancelled it. Hallelujah. We're not in debt, John.
Amen.
We're not in debt to the devil. Our sins are no longer in debt to the devil. They've been paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been set free. No longer in debt. Hallelujah. Consisting of decrees against us, and which was hostile to us, and he, Jesus, has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Praise God. You know, we've got something to rejoice about. We've got something to be thankful for. That through this peace and through what Jesus has done for us by nailing your debt.
Yes.
You see, for you to pay your debt of sin, the actual price that is required is your death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's required.
Yeah.
Because that was the law. That if we sin, the punishment for sin was death.
Yeah.
And the devil is like a baying wolf.
Yeah.
Calling for your death.
Yeah.
Calling for your destruction.
Yeah.
Every day. Tries to call out your name. I thank God he's given me a new name.
Amen.
And the devil don't know it.
Amen.
The devil don't know it. Given me a new name. He can call out the old name as much as he wants. That person's gone.
Yeah.
That person's sins. That person's guilt. My guilt, my sins have been paid for in full on that cross. I'm a new person. I'm a new creature. I've got Christ living in me. And he's creating me into a new being. And he's forming me in his very image. Is he doing that to you?
Yes.
That is what we need. Because this is what brings us victory. This is what brings us freedom. This is what gives us peace. This is what gives us the blessing of God in our life. This is what causes us to know the power of God that sets us free. And if you'll know that, you'll go full steam ahead. If you'll know that, you'll know that the grace of God is sufficient for you. And if you'll know that, you will choose your friends wisely.
Yes.
And Jesus said, I'm a friend to you.
Amen.
And he says, a friend, a true friend, sticketh closer than a brother.
Yes.
He's a friend.
Yeah.
He's a friend to the sinner. He hates their sin, but he loves the sinner. And he's calling them into himself. He's calling you to Jesus. He's calling you to a deeper relationship. He's calling you into his presence to know a greater peace. But the power will flow through the peace of God in your lives. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God is good to us. God is good to us.
Yes, all the time.
Pray for us as we leave on Friday.
Yes.
We fly. Well, we set off, go east and then go south. Like the birds. We're going south to the sunshine.
Well,
we're going south to minister the word of God.
Yeah.
And we pray that we go in the power of the Spirit.
Amen.
God will open the right doors and close the doors that should not be open to us.
Yeah.
God will keep us safe, will protect us physically, spiritually. Protect our things.
Yeah.
For Dharma, pray as he travels to Canada this week, leaves on Tuesday, that the Lord will guide him and that he will have a blessed time with his mother just at this point in time, and that God will ease the pain and that she shall pass on into the presence of a living God.
Amen.
She will pass on into an eternal life. And thankfully she knows the Lord and Saviour for that.
Amen.
And that's such a great thing.
Yeah.
And the family will be able to rejoice.
Yeah.
Because the separation is only for a short time.
Yes.
Only for a short time. You and I are creatures of time. We run by the clock. Well, some of us are, some of us don't. You know. We run by time. That was not ever God's intention for us. Hallelujah. That's another message. Praise his wonderful name.
So,
right, yeah, so you can just sort of... I understand what you're saying, Bill. Fine. Well, you can use probably either the God of Peace as the title, or you could use Full Steam Ahead. That will work for me. Full steam ahead. Because no matter what is going on outside, we're going to go full steam ahead. And we shall reach our destination and we shall do what God has called us to do. And the things that stand in our way shall be swept to one side. In the Antarctic and the Arctic, they use things called icebreakers. So if there's a layer of ice there, send the icebreaker.
Yeah.
Well, glory to God, we're going through as icebreakers.
Amen.
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 An icebreaker is specially equipped.
Yes.
to do the job. Specially reinforced about. Special equipment. Special types of engines. Everything is designed to do that job. Well, pray for us that God has designed us to do this job. And that we will see many souls, many people healed. And we give Him all the praise. And all the glory. As I say, I thought Dan was going to hold my hand in Africa. Well, looks like Jesus is just going to have to hold it even more. Would you? Fortunately not. We've spent up at this stage. We've had to pray for our finances. Pray for our finances as we do what we do. Last week we started making appeals for various needs that we minister to during this Christmas time. And what I've done is I've popped them on a sheet for you, what these needs are. And just ask that basically all you need to do is take these away with you, or if you do it today, what we've got on here is the Africa, Rwanda. If you want to give towards that work, the money that we use out there will be to help the people who are in need. Dharma started a work out there with the people on the girls on the street so they could actually get their own small businesses to keep them off the street and provide themselves with finance. Romanian gift for families in the area of Karan that we work in. It's like the old shoebox appeal, but instead we give money, they can get the things over there that's needed, and we get twice as much for our money. Yeah. It's far better doing it that way. I'm a wise steward of the money. You know, if I can make a pound go as far as 2 pounds, I will. Yeah. In fact, you know, here's one that's tried to disturb my peace on Wednesday. My car was on 25 miles in the tank. And I'm like, I need to get some diesel. So on the way home from church, you kept me here so late on Wednesday. When I got to the fuel station, the lights are on. But guess what? As she was coming out, I was coming in, she looked at me, she said, hello. She remembers me all the time because I always chat to people. She says, you're too late, love, we're closed. Oh, great. She says, but don't worry. She says, come back tomorrow because it's gone down 2 pence. Hallelujah. You know, come on, there's always a silver lining in there. You know, it had gone down. Well, I tell you, I gassed up to the top. I mean, like, you know, 70 litres. And Grace had also got a slip that said 15 pence discount per litre. It's like, bring it on, glory to God. You know, so I got it 17p cheaper. A litre. God's always there.
Yes, he is.
Always there.
Yeah.
Making it go that bit further. He's a God of blessing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And then the other need that we have just at this time for a short period of time is that Daniel Sunwa, who's in rehab at the moment, finished his rehab basically, now doing the school of ministry, he's got to find 3 months sponsorship, which amounts to a total of £120, I think, a month. And if you can give £2, £1, whatever you can give for a number of weeks, write it on here. Or if you can only give a one-off amount, give, write it on here, put your name, etc. Hand it into, either put it in the offering or hand it into Ken, our treasurer. And we'll see God moving in mighty power. Amen? Praise God. God will reward. You know, years ago we had a youth group in a church that we were in. And we sent a girl went on a missions work for 12 months. And our youth group, well, there wasn't many of them working with her. Most of them were at school. A few of them were working. And they all came to church and they gave their tithes and offerings out of their spending money that they got, their pocket money. And I said to them, look, this is on top. This girl's on top of what you already give. So I said, I want you to think about it. I want you to pray about it. And then next week you come with a figure. And did you take charge of that? That's right, you did, yeah. Helen took charge of that one years back. And she came to me the next week and said, "You're not going to believe this. But we had raised enough money to support this girl for 12 months out on the mission field, what she needed. Out of a group of probably, 35, 40 young people, as I said, there was only a handful that were actually working. How many of them missed paying, Ellen, in 12 months? Because you collected it every week. Nobody. It's faithfulness. Faithfulness. And if you're faithful to God with your small, then God will bless you. He will trust you with greater. That's what it's about. Faithfulness. Faithfulness in the small things. And God will trust you with bigger things. It's a principle. It's a spiritual principle. So, I'm going to take the liberty and graces as well of handing one to each of you. Then you won't be able to say, "Oh, I forgot. Oh, I didn't get one." You did. Because I gave you one. Grace gave you one. We love you. We bless you. And no matter what, how big or small it is, that is not the matter. It's about you and your desire to give. Thank you. Glory to God. Pray about it, then fill it in. Okay? Nobody's going to judge you. Nobody's going to do anything like that. It's all up to you. It's between you and God. I never ask what's in the offerings. It's all between you and God. Amen? If you want us to be here and keep doing what we're doing, you've got to help us along the way at times, encourage us. Not like some place we just heard of. Just been telling me, Dharma's been telling me of a church, a big church in Sheffield. Big congregation. Pastor's been writing books. The books sell at £10. I'm in publishing. I know what it costs to publish a book. He's probably making something in the region between £6 and £7 a book. But there's a man there, visiting preacher. He can appeal for money like nobody's business. And the first thing they're doing is that to bless the pastor, what you need to do is to come and buy this book with a gift of £30. Well, that means he's now making £26, £27 on a book. And they're standing there and say, "Come on, John, bring your £30 and take this book." And they're bringing people out. And then finally they come down to £20 a book. "You know, bring your gift." And then they finally get down to the book price, that's the high street price. Somebody comes out and he says to the lady, "Are you married?" She says, "Yeah." "Are you going to share this book with your husband, or is he going to buy one for himself?" Hey, talk about applying guilt. The guy had to come out and buy the book. Do we do that? No. Are we going to start doing it? No. Never. Pardon? There you go. We're a church that gives. The messages that are preached every Sunday and Wednesday, we used to do them on cassettes, and they were given away. CDs, given away. Now you can download them straight off the internet and listen to it again and again and again. Or the only other thing you need to do, as many as have gone and done, we bought a little radio from, so mine's a white one. You haven't got a black box, I haven't got a white box. It's a little radio, and in it you can put a USB stick, or you can put a SD card into it, and a 2 gig card records, no more than that. That's 4 hours in videoing. On speech, you've got all this year so far. So you can get 12 months of preaching on this card. And the unit costs £20 from Klaus Olsen in town. It's just not an expensive unit. And you can Carry the Word of God with you. You can have it playing. You know, sometimes we take it to work and play it at work. And I have to stop it when the phone rings. Otherwise, I think I'm talking to myself all the time, you know. And it's good to hear the Word of God and refresh it. I know it's done great work for Bill. He's been encouraged. You know, he's heard things. He's heard things for the first time, having listened to it for the third time. How about that? Is that work? Or even the sixth time. He's heard things for the first time, having listened to it six times. And that's what happens. And this age that we're living in can be used mightily for the kingdom of God. If you want the website, it's harvestfieldsministries.com. Bill set a website up, and you can go and listen to it online.
That one works,
yeah. Hallelujah. So, praise the Lord. Thank you for your being here, for your patience, and for your love. We shall be praying for you when you're having your meetings, and you'll be praying for us as well. He's lined us up with 2 weeks of meetings. There's three or four meetings in some cases a day. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. I love you, brother. Oh, that's right. And I have to preach where he should have been preaching. He said he's going to give me his notes. He hasn't done yet. The Lord bless you all. Hallelujah.